Well, I believe that the king's response was misplaced. It was unfortunate. It is only the people of Swaziland that have been calling for reforms towards a democratic, peaceful and prosperous Swaziland. But from his speech, he scorned at people from outside who are influencing the people of Swaziland to seek for democratic changes, which I believe is wrong. Nobody from outside has done this. It is only ourselves, the people of Swaziland.
The government has said on several occasions that demonstrations have been organized against the government, which aim to destabilize the government and not bring peace.
Well, if there is no will towards a constructive, peaceful dialogue, such misinterpretations then come up. For instance, that we intend destabilizing the government of Swaziland. That is far from the truth. Actually, we have been calling for a constructive dialogue. Teachers have been seeking negotiations for their salaries. Civil servants have done the same again. And the government has reacted by terminating services of civil servants and teachers. And therefore, these protests are going ahead. We, political parties, particularly Podemo, has been banned. They've been proscribed. And indeed, we are calling for the unbanning of political parties and justice to be seen to be done in the country. And then the king and his government says we are destabilizing the country. But that is far from the truth. It is our fundamental right to express ourselves, to associate, and they respond by unleashing the security forces against the people. Actually, it is the government under the king's orders which is actually destabilizing the country and indeed disturbing the peace of the people.
Now, but your activities have been described as alien or as an affront or as contradictory to the dictates of the Swazi constitution. So if you go ahead with such activities, doesn't the government reserve the right to protect people from the act that it accuses you of destabilizing the country?
Well, every government in place has to protect peace within the country. But nothing can be called protecting if it is acting against the fundamental freedoms. And this is what is happening. In Swaziland, now the country is run under a state of emergency. In Swaziland, people are not, any 10 people are not allowed to meet. Certain people are placed under house arrest. Certain people are beaten. I mean, really, the people have not acted in violence. They've not been arrogant. But instead, it is the government, through its security forces, that has been arrogant, insensitive, and violent against the people. I believe what the king said today was unfortunate. It should not be. He should allow the people to seek and take to their democratic rights.
Why wouldn't opponents of the administration try to negotiate with members of his administration to try to resolve your differences and try to bring down tension in the country?
But I have said it that it is unfortunate that the labor movements have tried to seek negotiations and dialogue with the government, and the government has been arrogant. The government reiterated to say they have no resources. Yet, we see the king purchasing a new aircraft, we have seen the royalty traveling in huge numbers, expanding. We have seen the regime hiring security forces in their numbers. Yet when the civil servants seek increments, it is said there is no resources. I am saying that the civil servants have been seeking negotiation at a table for their wages, and the government is arrogant. In as far as political parties is concerned, the king in 2008 stated that he will not negotiate with political parties at all. And the prime minister of the country, Barnabas Dlamini, has said that political parties are not part of the agenda in Swaziland. If this is not arrogance, intransigence, insensitivities, then we don't know what that is.
What do you think is the way forward to resolve your differences?
Well, history has told us that these so-called People's Parliaments are a waste of time. The last time when this was done, the king came up and said the prime minister and his government must throttle people, and this is what happened. No change whatsoever came. We also spoke about the socio-economic situation crisis. Nothing has happened. He came up with a roadmap towards economic development, but nothing has come. In terms of politics, the king has said that he will not change. Now, the only alternative now is for people to go to the streets again and demand for change. And unfortunately, this will then result in uncalled for clashes between the regime and the people of Swaziland. It is unfortunate, but the road towards democratic transformation is a no-return route for the people of Swaziland.